أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم يحشر أعداء الله إلى النار فهم يوزعون. حتى إذا ما جاءوها شهد عليهم سمعهم وأبصارهم وجلودهم بما كانوا يعملون. وقالوا لجلودهم لم شهدتم علينا؟ قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون. وما كنتم تستترون أن يشهد عليكم سمعكم ولا أبصاركم ولا جلودكم ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون. وذلكم ظنكم الذي ظننتم بربكم أرداكم فأصبحتم من الخاسرين. فإن يصبروا فالنار مثوى لهم وإن يستعتبوا فما هم من المعتبين. وقيضنا لهم قرناء فزينوا لهم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وحق عليهم القول في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم من الجن والإنس إنهم كانوا خاسرين. Remember the day when the enemies of Allah Ta'ala will be gathered towards Jahannam, and they will be driven like prisoners in humiliation until they reach Jahannam. Then their hearing, their sight, and their skins will bear witness against them for their deeds. Complaining to their skins, they will say, "Why do you witness against us?" The skins will reply that it is Allah Ta'ala who has given us speech, who gives speech to everything. And He created you at the beginning, and to Him were you to be brought back. And you weren't able to hide yourselves from your hearing, your sight, and your skin bearing witness against you. But you thought that Allah Ta'ala is not aware of many of the things that you do. And this thought of yours concerning your Rabb has brought your destruction, that has made you total failures today. So even if you are patient now, then too, Jahannam, the fire, is going to be your abode. And if you present excuses, then you aren't going to be excused. In this world, we have disdain for them friends who will make things luring to them. All that is before them and behind them make the world seem to be very, very luring and attractive in their eyes. And the decree of Allah Ta'ala, the sentence of Allah Ta'ala, will be passed against them amongst the jinnat and men that passed before them. Indeed, these people will be in total loss. Person will come up on the day of Qiyamah, and he will demand against Allah Ta'ala that, "Oh Allah Ta'ala, haven't you granted me total justice?" "Yes." "So I'm not prepared to listen to any witness that is outside of me. If there's a witness from within myself, then I'm prepared to accept this." So Allah Ta'ala will then seal up his mouth and his skin, his limbs, his bones will begin to speak out against him. When he sees that his own skins, his hands, his feet is speaking out against him, then in that frustration he will say, "فَبُعْدًا لَكُنَّ وَسُحْكًا فَعَنْ كُنَّ كُنَّا نُنَادِلْ." He will say to himself, his skin, his bones and his limbs, that get away, be away with you. It was because of you that I had fallen and had landed myself in problems. For your comfort and for your pleasure, I was doing all these things here. And today, you are bearing witness against me. You forget all the comfort and the luxury that I had brought to you. And you have got the decency, you have got the heart to bear witness against me. Therefore, the hadith says that in every new day, every coming day, the beginning of the day calls out that I am a new day. And I have come to you, whatever you can accumulate, accumulate within me. For whatever you're going to be doing is going to be recorded, and I will bear witness in your favor. But remember, if I have to pass, then I can never be returned. I will go forever, and there is no returning for me. So whatever you can accumulate for that day, accumulate, and these things will be recorded for you, and I will bear witness in your favor on the day of Qiyamah. The unbelievers presently, they say, when they see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his word is being received so well, is being spread so well, it's being embraced so well, so they cannot stand this. The envy just grows when they see the spread of Islam. So they say about this Quran, that don't listen to this Quran and talk randomly in its recitation. When it's being recited, then talk randomly, shout, scream, whistle, clap, make noises, that you may gain the upper hand. We see this in the past, we see this presently as well. When anything about the Quran Sharif is being spoken about Islam, then there is some element that's going to speak out against it. Terrorism, or radicals, people that have got no cause, they've got no decency, they are barbarians. So there is this type of comment that's going to come like it had come in the past. It's going to be there now as well. So they say, وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. First, don't listen to this. And number two, talk randomly in the midst of its recitation, that you may gain the upper hand. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi gives a note of caution that it's become customary presently in our motor cars, our shops, our offices. We've got the recitation of the Quran Sharif playing over tape, etc. And then we are doing out our business, carrying out our business, talking, etc. While the Quran Sharif is being recited. Outwardly, it seems like kuffar behavior. So they did the same at the time that the Quran Sharif was being recited. They would shout, and they would talk, and scream, etc. Until the word of the Quran Sharif would be overwhelmed, suppressed by their talk, etc. So though we don't intend to turn people away from Islam through this, but this sounds like kuffar behavior. The one side, the Quran Sharif is being recited, and then there is no regards, no respect shown to its recitation. So if we have to recite, we have to switch on and play on the Quran, then for those moments, we will remain absolutely silent. Listen to the Quran, even though it may be for a few minutes, and thereafter switch it off, rather than allowing the Quran Sharif to be playing on the one end, and then we talk on the other end randomly, showing scant regard to the word of Allah Ta'ala. فَلَنُذِيقَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. And we will give the unbelievers a taste of a severe punishment, and we will requite them for their evil deeds. Such is the recompense of the enemies of Allah Ta'ala, that is the fire. Therein for them is an abode of eternity, and this is a recompense, for they were bent upon rejecting the truth. On the day of Qiyamah, when they appear, then will they say, "Our Rabb, show us those people who misled us amongst the jinnat and human beings, that we may crush them under our feet." They will be so frustrated and so depressed in that extreme agony and grief they will say to Allah Ta'ala, just show us those jinnat and mankind, that we may crush them under our feet, that they may be the vilest of all.